we have over here a pasuk in this week's parsha. In this week's parsha, Svarta Mochim Machar, the Shabbos, Miyam Aviyachim, Zemar Hatnuva, Sheva, Shabbos, Lezvima, Siena. 7 complete weeks. You have to have seven complete weeks. Ad Mimochar, the Shabbos, Hashviyas, Isbruch Hamisham Yoim, the Grads, and Mimincha Hadosh, and Hashem. And the second pasuk, which we will have to deal with, is Ukrasim, Be'etzim, Hayoim, Hazem, Mikrokoidish. And you shall call on this very day a Mikrokoidish. Yilochem, Komlechas Avoid, Eloisasu, Chukas Oilam, Mechol, Mosh, Vaisechem, the Dere Sechem. Okay? So we have over here this second pasuk that you shall call on this very day. We're going to see as we move along, there's a shayla exactly what it means on this very day. Okay, Rashi says Tmimo is Tiana. Velamit Shemaschil Moinam Ibo Erev. This teaches that he begins to count from the evening. Shem Loikein in on Tmimo. If not, then they are not whole. They're not complete. Okay, so that is Rashi's comment. So here we go. The source for, I'm going to zoom in a little bit over here. We'll zoom in on Zoom. The source for waiting till after Tzeitz to make Yom Tov Shavuos is a Magen Avraham Hataz. Magen Avraham says, Lel Shavuos ain't mekachin, I think it should say Al HaKais. On Shavuos, you don't make Kiddush on a Kais. So much for the newfangled prints. Ad Tzeitz HaKechovim, until Tzeitz Tachsiv Temimais Tiyana. You have to have Temimais. Okay? And this is Ayin He. I'm not sure what Ayin He is. And then Umas Ben Yamin. They say inside it's Umas Ben Yamin. So that is based on Umas Ben Yamin. The Taz adds another layer to this. And he says, Ma'achnu lahaskil arvis. Bechnisa shvuis. We delay to start Myriv. When shvuis starts, because you may have to us in order that the days of sphere should be complete. So the Magen Avraham says, we wait to make Kiddush. Whereas the morning Avi, whereas the Taz adds you can't even have a Myriv until after Tzeitz. He doesn't say straight up Tzeitz. He says that we wait to start Myriv, whereas Magen Avraham only mandates Kiddush. Obviously, the difference would be Myriv itself. Can you have a Myriv before Tzeitz? And then by the time you get home, you could make Kiddush after Tzeitz, or you have to wait for Myriv itself. So in a shul context, you're looking at the difference of what, roughly half an hour or so. If you're stuck at home davening Meirv, it's really not all that long. You know, you're talking for your average Meirv, what, if you're davening Biachidus, 10 to 15 minutes. On Shavuos, there's no hollow afterwards, so there's not a whole lot going on. So you're really only talking about a difference of 10 to 15 minutes. But anyways, that is the machloek is the Magen Avraham and the Taz. As we go along, we'll see maybe what the yisoid of that machloek is. Okay.
Do they say Yotros at night or only in the morning?
What's that?
Yotros. In the night or in the morning only? I remember once in
Yotros. You are correct. There are, okay, yes, there are Yotros at night for those who are not able to say them. I think the vast majority of shuls today do not say Yotros at night. Though there are a handful that do. When I was growing up, we used to go to my aunt and uncle in Muncie for many years, and my uncle davened for many years by the community synagogue in Muncie, Rabbi Tendler Shul. And I do remember them saying Yotros even at night. I think it's the only place I ever saw that said Yotros.
Shomer Shabbos in Bar Park. How do I know that someone was on a Shavuos program?
Oh, yeah, they say Yotros at night.
And the Gabbai was there on the Shavuos program, and he insisted on making everyone say Yotros.
Okay. Okay, two shuls. Anyways, moving along. Was that, what's the Gabbai's name over there?
I don't know. He's a nice fellow.
Metzger. Metzger.
Moshe Metzger. That's right. Very good, Avi. Moshe Metzger.
His son married my cousin.
Azai. All right. He has twin sons. I was in Lakewood with them. He has his identical twin sons who are around my age. Okay. Moving along. Says the Prima Gadim. Ma'achrin. Ayin Tatz. Shuvas Masas Ben Yamin B'Seifa Sefer Din Dalid Bo'ir Chaim Shemam Tinen B'Kiddush Adalayli. Wait for Kiddush until the night. We come welcome here at the Gamba Arvis Mam Tinen Shemar Taz Zal, and nonetheless routine. Won't you wait for Meir as well? The Ba'Avelas V'Nidah Yeshemar Im Hispalu Akol Arvis Shemar Asoy Lailo. There's a big Shailo in Hilchas Avelas Anidah. There are those who say that if they already daven Meiriv, so that's already considered night. Okay, this is a huge Shailo that if a person davens Ma'ariv early, can a woman, let's say, still do a Hesek Tahara if it's not yet Shkia, but let's say you daven Ma'ariv early. So b'di'eved, it's a big Shiloh. B'di'eved, we are Mekel, I believe. Okay, it's also Shiloh, let's say a woman lit Neiris, Erev Shabbos, and then she realizes she was supposed to do a Hesek Tahara, so she was Mekabel Shabbos already, could she do a Hesek for Friday? So I believe b'di'eved, we are Mekel, that she could do a hefsek, or for that matter, bidika, she needed to do a bidika that day. In a matzav, it will be ma'akiv, but the chatchila should be avoided. Okay? But, in kena ba'ina, to mimais, but see, lumaisa, there is such a tzad, and therefore, I'm not sure in the context of a velos exactly, perhaps in the context of an oinin, because aninus of lila is different from the oin. In kena ba'ina, to mimais, that being the case, you need complete mem tes yoim 49 days. If you're mentioning that it's Shavuos now and it's still day, it's day 49, you are missing from the 49 days. Okay. So that is the prima gadim. We'll just jump over here. Uli hispalo arvis yochol mebo'id yoim bepesach v'sukos mashenge b'shavuos. When it comes to davening ma'ariv, you could daven ma'ariv while it's still there on Pesach and Sukkis, Erev Pesach, Erev Sukkis, but not by Shavuos. Taz, Ma'achan, Arvis, Gamkin, Shiu, Tamimas. Okay, now without going through the whole middle over here, you cannot start the Seder before Tzeis, because we learn out, because matzah has to be eaten at night, you have to wait till after Tzeis, and by extension, all the mitzvahs of the Seder have to be at the same time as matzah, including Dalai Kaisis. You cannot start the first Kais before Tzeis. However, you could daven ma'ariv. So this year, for example, when we were all stuck at home davening Ma'ariv, I scheduled out everything that we would be done with Ma'ariv Hallel, setting up the entire Seder, and ready to pick up the first cup and make the Hagafen, you know, at 50 minutes after Shkia. Lest you wonder why I didn't wait for 72. The answer is Dalakaisis are midrabonon, and I was willing to be Seimich on 50 for a Dirabonon. But I'll call upon him. By Pesach, you can't start the first kais before Tzeis, and by Sukkis, because we learn out Tesvav, we learn out Gzeres Shava from Pesach. You can't be in the kind of mitzvah of Achilas Kizayis Lechem in the Sukkah until Tzeis either. So you can't start Sukkis either. I'll just add that Rosh Hashanah we don't start early because you're not supposed to bring in the Yom Hadin early, and Yom Kippur technically you could start early. But find me someone who wants to start Yom Kippur early. Hasn't not anyone that I'm aware of. So I don't.
Great pleasure. One quick question. By accident, what happened this was here was when I was sending out the information for the shul. So the first email by accident I send out canceling. I don't know how. Like as in the first night I send it out the second night the same time, and then on the later version I send out the second. Hypothetically, it didn't happen to me, but hypothetically, if someone did light earlier, would that be a bad thing?
In which case? What are you talking about? Where?
Let the second night of Pesach. Let's say someone lit after whatever.
The second night of Pesach is a big problem to light early.
Right.
Not yet the second night. So you can't light on Yom Tov for the next day. You can't prepare from one day of Yom Tov for the next. Right. So you can't light until after Tzeis on the second night of Yom Tov. And you can't make it early either because you really can't do any prep work. So you can't heat up your food.
It's only Pesach, though. Any other Yom Tov, it wouldn't be as much of an issue.
Any Yom Tov which has 2 days, unless the second day is Shabbos, in which case you make an Erev Tavshila and you are allowed to prep, like we're going to have for Shavuos. And in fact, on the contrary, you're allowed to make early Shabbos, second day Shavuos, which for a lot of people is an advantage for those who are waiting to get to sleep the second night, let's just say. No comment on how everyone's going to manage to stay awake all night this year by themselves, but we'll figure that out. One thing at a time. And Meretz Hashem, who knows, maybe we'll be able to actually, you know, make like groups of 10 people 6 feet apart, you know, in a few different houses on Shavuos night. I don't know. Anyways, in any event, you cannot normally make the second night of Yom Tov early because you can't prep on day one for day two. So you can't light Neiris, until after Tzeis. The same way you can't even wash dishes or heat up the food, you know, until after Tzeis on the second night. So I'll leave it at that and let you decide whether anyone has to bring a Karmachatas or not. probably not a Karmachatas because it could be according to some shittas that it's only the Rabbanon, even according to those that it's Dereis, and you have a Svar of Mitoich. Okay, either way, you don't have to bring a Chatas because the Yom Tov is not a Chiyuv Karis. It's just Malkus, so, you know, we'll give you the lashes. Okay, in any event, moving along. So the Prima Gundam says that on Sukkot and Pesach, certainly you could have a Ma'ariv early, you just can't start the meal early. But on, according to the Taz, on Shavuos, you can't even daven Ma'ariv early. Okay? And the Mishnah Berura, Paskins, Ma'achrin, Lisbal, Arvis, Bichnis, Shavuos, we do indeed delay to even daven Ma'ariv on Shavuos night. Now, the Matzos B'Yamin itself, that keeps being alluded to over here, he says, Matzosi Kalsas B'Shein, Moiri, Moirenu, Harav, Shin, I'm not sure if Shin stands for Shleima, or if it stands for Shmuel, or if it stands for Shamshin, but someone with the Shin is Rabbi Hasheni the second. Bilal Rishon Shel Chag Hashvuos Mamtinim Im Hakiddush Ad HaLayla Mamish. So he says with Kiddush, which is really what Magen Avraham quoted. Shem Yekadesh Kaidim HaLayla Yechsem Ad Miyom Memtes L'Sfira. Because if you make Kiddush before nightfall, you're missing a little bit from day 49 of Sfira. Buchsiv Sheva Shabbosos Tmimos Tiena. So here he clearly says Kiddush, and even though the Prima Gundam seems to say it's Lav Dafka who had in Ma'ariv, the fact of the matter remains, he says Kiddush. And that will come back to haunt us as we move along. So we come now to the Nachal Shiva. Nachal Shiva is a pretty early Achrein, and he is probably most famous for, he is the Mardish Meitzer, he's the one who wrote down the text for what is known as a Chatzi Zohar, Shtar Chatzi Zohar. Shtar Chatzi Zohar, not our topic today, but a Shtar Chatzi Zohar is when you have, if a father wants to set up a system whereby his daughter will get part of the Yerusha, because Minat Torah, a daughter does not get from the Yerusha. So they set up a special Shtar, which is basically a condition, a Tanai, whereby if the sons don't give a half portion of what they get to the daughter, then, you know, he basically sets up a system forcing their hand. Either they lose almost all the Yerusha, or they give the daughters a half portion. And it's known as a Shtar Chatzi Zohar. It's brought down by the Ramal. And the original standard text of that Shtar, how it was set up, is in the Sefer Nachal Shiva. Okay? That's not his discussion over here. He's talking about making early Shavuos. Ulini Kiddush B'Shmini Atzeres D'Yesh L'Hamdan HaLayla D'Shem L'Havi L'Layla L'Acher Arvis. It's not night until after Ma'ariv V'Chem B'Lo Rishon D'Shavuos. He's talking here about Shmini Atzeres. The problem is you can't bring in Shmini Atzeres because it's still Sukkos. V'Chem B'Lo Rishon D'Shavuos because of Rav Masas Ben Yomin. V'Chidush Eidinim Shaloi B'Shem Maharash Hasheni Shenoag L'Hamdan Im HaKiddush Ad HaLayla. He's not to wait with Kiddush until the night. Mishum Dechsev Tmimois Tiena. It says Tmimois. V'Mekadesh B'Yoyim V'Havi Tmimois. And if he makes Kiddush by day, it's not Tmimois. Hanunami L'Fish Av Al Pi Shehispalu Akol Arvis. Even though the call already davened Ma'ariv, L'Nechshav L'Laila. It's not called night V'Havi Tmimois. And it's not called complete. Okay, meaning if you would make Kiddush now, it would not be complete. Mikamokan Nirli Shein Tzarech L'Hamdan Rakim Akiddush. He says straight out, you only have to wait for Kiddush, not for Ma'ariv. The reason is, fascinating. The reason is you don't have to wait for Ma'ariv because you have a din to be Ma'isif from Chayil on the Kodesh regarding Isser Melacha. Those two words will be very pivotal as we move along. Okay, we have a mitzvah called Taisvis. Taisvus Shabbos. Now we went through the sugya last year, and it's a big shiloh. If Taisvus Shabbos is the Raisa or the Rabbanon or even at all, okay. The source of Taisvus Shabbos is really Yom Kippur, and that the Gemara learns out from various psukim about fasting on the ninth day that there's a din of Taisvus Yom Kippur. You have to add on at the beginning and at the end of Yom Kippur. Now Shitas HaRambam and other Rishonim with him is that it is limited to Yom Kippur. There is no mitzvah d'oraisa to add on to any other Shabbos or Yom Tov, perhaps not even midrabbanan. Many hold that it is at the very least a din drabbanan. Okay, and there are other Rishonim who hold that, in fact, there's a mitzvah of Taisvus Shabbos and Yom Tov, even midrabbanan. Regardless, by Shavuos, there's a mitzvah of Taisvus Yom Tov. either midrabbanon or midraisa. That being the case, you have to start Shavuos early because of the mitzvah of Tosfos Yom Tov. And that being the case, by davening Ma'ariv, you are adding on from Cholon Kodesh le'inyan iser melacha. Keep in mind those two words, because the Nachal Shiv is making a very interesting and enigmatic split between, on the one hand, starting Shavuos and having seven complete weeks, and on the other hand, adding on to Shavuos regarding iser melacha. It sounds like he's making two dinim out of this, and that the din tamimois will not be impinged by the fact that you stop doing melacha and daven ma'ariv, even though it's early. Hold on to that. We'll get back to that later. It's not called night. But if you'd make kiddush immediately after leaving the shul while it's still daytime, having his kaddish hayom lechol mili, then it's considered that the day is his kaddish for all things. And that's not called complete. So this is the Achal Shiva, Mamish talking like a Rav Chaim Brisker over here, and he's saying that there are two dinim. There's one din of Isra Malacha, and there's a second din of Niskadish, Lechol Mili, for everything. And if you just daven Ma'ariv, even though there's an Isra Malacha, that will not impinge on seven complete weeks, on Tamimais. If you make Kiddush, then you've got problems. Then it's completely Shavuos, and you cannot have Sheva Tamimais. Okay? Hold on to that. We'll get back to that later. Before we go further, it's just interesting to note that Rabbi Yaakov Emdim, over here on the left side, he brings on this halacha, and he says, "Yesh omer shema'achrin l'spal ad shechashecha, v'hu diktuk kolush mechodesh." And he says, this din of tamimois is a diktuk, it's an inference that is weak and a novelty. "Me'achreinim omi shema'achrin l'spal b'shir shema'istifim al ha'kodesh, ha'reiz ezoriz." Someone who indeed goes ahead and he davens early for the purpose of Taisus Yomtev is a zoriz v'niskar, paraphrasing the Gemara in Sochem. If those who are familiar, actually the Mishnah, of where the father made a deal that whichever of the kids gets first to the Karban Pesach will be Zaycha for all the rest, and it says that the girls got there first, and they were Zariz Veniska. The Kima Mitzvah Miskayim, Zev and Zebiyadah, he gets both. The Iker HaKapeda Laman D'choshlo Hushle Lechol Kodim Alayla, he says it's best not to eat before nightfall, even if you want to be Makbid, but he says Ma'ariv is really very weak reasoning for it, even if you're Makbid on it. So he's not so happy with the whole thing. But comes along the Shlah, okay, the Shlah in Mesechta Shavuos Ner Mitzvah. I want to point out that I believe it's the Shlah who says, you see over here it says Mesechta Shavuos, and he starts talking about the Yom Tov of Shavuos. So it's been pointed out that Mesechta Shavuos has how many blot in it? Anybody?
49.
You're wrong. It's 48. But it goes through Daf Mem Tes. So Tzarech Ian.
All right, you caught me.
It goes through Daf Mem Tes. And I once heard from, I never looked into the sugya myself, but I did hear every Masechta, every Yom Tov has a Masechta, except for Hanukkah. There's a lot of talk about that. And Rav Shimshon Pinker said, "I Shavuos." He said, "You have Masechta Shavuos, it has 48, 49 blot." And he says, the pshat is because there's a concept in Masechta Shavuos called Mushbava Oymed Mehar Sinai. That the idea of a shvuah, the Gemara, kind of the underlying concept of many oaths is that we have an oath to keep the mitzvahs. The Gemara says that you cannot swear to keep a mitzvah. You're already mushba, according to one shita at least, because you're mushba v'oimim mehar Sinai. You're already under oath from Sinai. So there's a connection. And again, it needs more exploration, but he just said a one-liner in the middle of a different shmuz. And again, I never looked into it myself, that you're already under oath from Har Sinai. So I think it's the Shlah who makes that connection. When he goes to the Masechtas, he makes the connection, Masechtas Shavuos and Chag HaShavuos. So Chag HaShavuos, who Asher Tziva Hashem
is pleasure.
Not, yeah.
That's going to, that I can now tell one of my old roommates that he has a Limud Schus, because I remember when we were in Eretz Yisrael,
there
were a group of guys, and after our second year there, who decided that they were going to switch yeshivas for summer's man. A lot of them ended up in the mirror, but a couple of them looked at Rav Ilson's yeshiva. I don't know if you remember that yeshiva.
No, I'm not familiar. Go ahead.
Rav Ilson yeshiva was in, I think, Meir Sharm somewhere. Anyways, so two of my friends went to go look at the yeshiva right after Pesach.
Uh-huh.
And they were learning Masecha Shavuos. So one of my friends said, "You know, I already like this yeshiva. what a wonderful yeshiva. They're learning Maseches Shavuos right before Shavuos. And everyone made fun of it because they didn't... Exactly. But okay, so now he has the Shavuos. He was probably mechavin to the Shlom.
There you go. That's Mistama what he meant. He probably learned that in the yeshiva.
I actually learned Shavuos in 8th grade in elementary school. I was kind of surprised that they picked it, but as I used.
Shavuos. Yeah, all right. Yeah, I mean, it's an interesting Masechta.
Not exactly an 8th grade Masechta, that's for sure.
It's not an easy Masechta.
It's very, very schwer, and I was very surprised that they picked it, but it wasn't up to me.
All right. So he says like this, Chag HaShavuos, that Hashem commanded us to make a Yom Tov after 7 weeks of Sfira, which I think is the same Maharash alluded to in the Masas Ben Yomin. I think they were both Talmidim. Shekibel ish mipi ish ad mipi ha-goyin Rabbeinu Yaakov Palak. For those who are familiar, Rabbi Yaakov Palak was one of the first Gedolim of Poland. Okay, in the late 1400s, early 1500s, he opened the major yeshiva. He was one of the him and a person named Rav Shachna, not Summers, Rav I forget the full name, Rav Shalom Shachna. Rav Shalom Shachna and Rav Yaakov Palak were the two founders of the first the first two main founders of Torah I don't want to call it the modern era of Poland, but the golden age of Torah in Poland after the expulsion from Spain, and so the center of Judaism shifted to Poland. The Jews had already been thrown out largely from France and from Germany, so they ushered in the golden, what's called known as the golden era of Poland. And Rabbi Yaakov Palak headed the yeshiva, and he had a lot of major Polish Chachamim were either his Talmidim or Talmidim of his Talmidim. You're talking about people like the Rama, the Marshal, the Marsha, etc., etc. That whole era, the 1500s of Poland, which produced so many major Gedolim, were his Talmidim or Talmidim of his Talmidim. Okay, and the Shla, is here also. Shalilaz says, Kiddush v'lecha b'lo rishon shal chag shavuos ad seis ha-kechovim. If you make kiddush while it's still day, you're missing a little bit. Chag Shavuos is after Sfira. This is a very important line. Chag Shavuos is after Sfira. If it's still Sfira, it can't be Shavuos. Okay, those words are important because we'll see later that Reb David Kain, I don't know if we'll have time to see it inside, but Reb David Kain is going to point out the issue here is not that you're just that you're missing part of the day and therefore it's lacking in the counting. The point is you cannot make Shavuos while it's still Sfira. That's the problem. Okay? Similar, you can't make Shmini Atzeres while it's still Sukkos. It's two separate Yom Tovim. You can't make Shavuos while it's still in the middle of Sfira. Okay? So it's not so much a din in the Tamimos in of itself. It's that Shavuos comes after Sheva Shabbosos Tamimos. And if you're still in the middle of those Sheva Shabbosos, you can't make Shavuos. Okay? Because Mekadish, Imkei Mekabal Alatzma Yechag, Mechazor Yisei Amiktas Mimei Asfira, Venimtsa Shein in Tamimos, it's missing in the Tamimos. Okay? V'yalta Shiveini Mimash Mispal and Ozat Fila, Mibay Joim. Don't say, you could daven while it's still day, meaning we have Alocha, Sech the Bruchas, and you could daven in general while it's still day. So you see that you could daven while it's still day. And you see that it's not a problem of cutting off from the day. You don't have to daven at night. The Zayinai Klum, that's garnished. The Harib Yoshi, Atzali, Shalmatzai Shabbos, Meshabbos, the Gemara says that Rabbi Yoshi, Daven Meiriv, Matzai Shabbos on Shabbos. He did not do Malacha Chas V'Shalom, but he Daven Meiriv while it was still Shabbos. Kedeisa B'Brachas, Avagav Adayin, Shema Meshabbos, Gomer, he was still totally Shabbos. You're allowed to daven early, even though it's still not the next day. The altikshem mikiddush ashliach tzibur bebeis hakanes. Don't ask me from the fact that the Shatz makes kiddush and shul on Shavuos while it's still day, because he's saying that you could daven early, just don't make kiddush early. It's only for the guests. It doesn't look like you are detracting from the 7 weeks. If every individual makes for himself, then it's a problem. Now, exactly what that split is not so clear, but that's what he says. Gamatzinu ba'adlokas neiris Chanukah. We find a similar idea. That the shatz makes kiddush. I'm sorry, lights in shul while it's still day. If they daven ma'ariv early, this is a discussion unto itself. But everyone else has to wait till full nightfall. In any event, the shlah is very clear, and so is the Nachal Shiva, that you're allowed to daven ma'ariv early, but you should not make kiddush early. Now again, the Mishnah Berurah paskins that in fact one should also wait for Ma'ariv. I'm going to skip over all this because this is really a discussion of making early davening early, which I'm not going to get into all discussion now. What is interesting over here is this discussion here, and that is that seemingly there is a machlekes on this whole halacha of whether you have to wait making shavuos early, because the first mission Arvid Psachim says Samach l'mincha loyechal adam ad shetechshach. Right, famous Mishnah Rav Sachin, that once it's close to Mincha, a person should not eat until it gets dark. Says the Gemara, my area Arvei Pesachim, why davka Arvei Pesachim, afilu Arvei Shabbosais, v'yamim tovim nami. Even Erev Shabbos and Yom Tov should be the same thing to Tanya, we learn in a Braisa. Lo yecha otem be'Arvei Shabbosais v'yamim tovim, min ha-Mincha l'mailo. A person should not eat Erev Shabbos, Erev Yom Tov, starting from Mincha and later. Okay, so the Gemara answers whatever it answers, but that is what the Gemara asks. Okay? So comes along. I'm going to skip over Taisis over here. We'll go straight to the Rosh. Says the Rosh, Tema, Amai Tona Ad Shetechshach. Why does it say until it gets dark, Tfei Vivare Shabbosis Uvarve Yanu Taivin? Why does it say that you should not eat until it gets dark more than on Erev Shabbos or Yom Tiv? Deleikatani Elo Loyechal Menaminchal Lamailo. By Shabbos and Yom Tiv, all it says is in that Braisa, that one should not eat from Mincha and onwards. V'sulai, nothing more. V'yishloimar, the also l'ashmi'ina, it's coming to teach us, avol gav de b'shabbos v'shar yom toivim yochol lo'haysiv v'nachol ala kodesh, even on Shabbos and other yomim toivim. One can add on from choyol onto kodesh, v'lechol kodem shetechshach and eat yisudah before it gets dark. K'damrinu b'erek tefilas ha-shachar, v'spalav adam shal Shabbos v'erv Shabbos v'oimer kiddush ala kodesh. You can daven ma'ariv early, add on to Shabbos, and make kiddush while it's still day on Friday. But erev haPesach leMatzi ochil adchetechshach, you can't eat until it gets dark. V'chem Ashma b'Tisefto v'Komer Pesach Matzu Ma'ar oichlin v'Bas Achas meMatzi oichlin mishetechshach. V'Taninami leKamon haPesach en Nechal Elo ba'Laila, it's not eaten at night. Matzah is kishlo Pesach nesiv haMatzah sumroirim yoichlu. Okay, and we compare matzah. And we compare matzah to Pesach. It says on matzah zumroyim, you shall eat it on matzah and maror. Pirish samuch lemincha mitesh shoyz lemat. Fine. Okay, that is the Rosh. So the Rosh clearly says that by other yom tovim you can make early. Says the Karban Esanel mikan raya. By the way, for those who don't know, the Karban Esanel is none other than the Tosfos Yom Tov. Okay, he says Rabbi Yom Tov Lipman Heller mikan raya the loy kemogen avram bishem etov tzadi dalud. The Bileil Shavuos ain't the Kachin Aliyayin Al Tzeizek Echovim Tichsiv Tmimois Tieno. He says this Rosh is a Raya against the Magen Avram, who says that on Shavuos night you cannot make Kiddush on wine until Tzeiz, because it says Tmimois Tieno. Now, I would venture to say that it's not a Raya Mukrachas, because on Sukkis you can't either make early, and that's a Halacha Sukkah, because you have to eat a Kazayis of Challah in the Sukkah after night, the same as Matzah. We learn on a Gzir Shavuot Tezvav Tezvav. So that being the case, you have to say that all the Yom Tovim is lav dafka, and it's not limited to any Yom. It does not include any Yom Tov. It's some. So that being the case, maybe Shavuos also is not included, and maybe he means that it means maybe the second night of Yom Tov. But it's a big doichak. I think that's good for his raya, because you only have three major Yom Tovim, and that is Shavuos, Pesach, and Sukkis. It can't be Sukkis. It can't be Pesach. What are we left with? Left with Shavuos. I don't know. Maybe, you know, again, one could argue that it's referring to the second night. In theory, one could bring in the second night of a Yom Tov early. Like I said, you cannot light candles. You can't do malacha until after Tzeis to heat up the food. But in theory, you should be able to bring in a second night of Yom Tov early. I'm not sure. Nine Tzerachim. All right? Certainly when
Doesn't it come up somewhere, if I remember correct, that you're not allowed to take away from the first day because that's the Doraisa over a Darabonah?
So I'm not sure. It could be that is true. On the other hand, when it comes to Shabbos, it's clear in Halacha that you're allowed to, and in fact, the Mishnah Berurah says, Halacha says even recommended to bring it when you have Shabbos, second day of Yom Tov, it's recommended to bring it in early to make sure that
Shabbos order... being different, but I'm talking about a regular scenario.
Yeah, I hear. It is possible. I hear. It's possible. Could be. The Shiloh would be if by bringing in the second night, if you're taking away from the first day or not.
But right, that's what I'm saying, because the first day is a Doraisa.
Could be that you are correct. So this brings us, I'm going to skip over the Beis Yosef, but this brings us, but there are those who do question this halacha, but I do want to point out that many, many poskim do bring it down, and the minhag is to be brought on Mishnah Berurah, that we are makbid to wait till after tzeis for sure to make kiddush really from Ma'ariv as well. Like I said, usually it's not up to you, it's up to your shul. This year, you maybe end up having to make the decision yourself, so the Mishnah Berurah does say to wait for Ma'ariv as well. The Ramban has a question on the pasuk of Be'etzem Hayom Hazeh. Why does it say by Shavuos Ukrasem Be'etzem Hayom Hazeh? Okay, so he has various pshatim over here that because we are as always short on time, I'm not going to go through. But I do want to show you over here the Hemek Dover. Hemek Dover is of course the Netziv. And then it says like this: Across the Metzem Yemazet, Kvar Biarnu, the Etzem, Voladaik, Oyoim Vilaila, Unmak Mashiev, that Etzem Yemazet means it's only referring to the daytime, not tonight. Unmak Mashiev, Lefarishken, if you can't explain it that way, Al Karchach, Voladaik, Lemute, Toisvis. It's coming to exclude adding on. Vechem Bazet Amikra, Yevshir, Lefarish, Vilaila, you can't say that it means not night, Sharichag, Shalatzares, Kodosh, Miboerev. Because obviously Shavuot starts already at night. One would hope so if you're staying up all night. Like all Yom Tovim of Hashem. Ela balalamdenu shalei lazdois mikra kodesh ela balayla v'loy mibayjoyim. Zok l'metziv, it's coming to teach you that you should start Shavuot only at night, not while it's still day. U'mikan nogu Yisrael shalei l'spalal ba'atzeres mibayjoyim. That's the source of the minig. Not to have a Ma'ariv while it's still day, only after nightfall. But loikimai shekosev ha-mogen Avram, hatam, mishum, v'chsev, temimois. Not the reason the Mogen Avram says because of temimois. The imkain, because if that were the case, b'chol laylo shemein pesach la'atzeres nami. Because he says if that were the case, then every night of Sfiras Ha'omer, you should have that same halacha, which is a moyridik, it's a very strong kasha is asking. He's saying that if bringing in the next day early is mechaser in the temimus of the day before, so then you should have to wait till after tzeis every night to count Sfiras Ha'omer. Now you're going to say, Rabbi Fleischer, that is exactly what we do. It's not so pashut. It's a big, big shaila. There are tzadim, in fact, Tosfos and Menachah says it, that one perhaps can even count during Ben Hashmoshes, and potentially, he says, even before Ben Hashmoshes. Okay, there's a lot of raid why that should be so. But there's certainly a lot of sources in halacha that potentially one can count Sfira earlier than Tzeis. Certainly, we are makel to count it already after the earlier zman of Tzeis, let's say 14 minutes after Shkia. A lot of places are makel to count it already. Frek the Netziv, if the Chisar Netzimimois, because you're counting the next day while it's still the day before. Okay, if you can't start Shavuos because it's still day 49, then how do you count early on day 48? Okay, I'm sorry, on day 49, if it's still 48, to count early or any other day for that matter. Okay, now on the bottom, he has a discussion over here. He says, Mikan lamadnu b'chol Shabbos v'yom tov, v'chsev mikra kodesh, efshel ha'aktim mibo'ed yom. He says, by every other yom tov, it says mikra kodesh, it's possible to start early while it's still day. V'hainu, the kaim along the brachos perik dalit chazayin on base mispalo adam shol shabbos ve'er shabbos. You're allowed to daven early. Let me boil the man number. Then mispalo mibayjoy mechuyev liyoy is bodlam melacha. Certainly, according to one who says that if you daven ma'ariv early, you have to stop doing melacha. V'mkenu mishum tais v'shabbos ela it's a tais v'shabbos ela filu l'shitas harif v'ramba. Even according to the Rif and the Rambam, delay svir lo liyoy is bodlam melacha mishum leskul tais v'shabbos. As I mentioned before, the Rambam and the Rif hold that there's no din tais v'shabbos. You're allowed to daven early midiyuka da'ikra from the diak of this pasuk. It says kodesh. Okay, And he explains, "Uvazeh miyushev ha deyotzin yedei kiddush laila min ha'toyra b'yayim afilu mandomar toyza Shabbos drabonar." This is how you could be yotze kiddush of the night by day, even if you hold like the Rambam that toyza Shabbos is at the most drabonon. Va'ayin mogen Avram sinarish tamasayin sekon aleph sheikshon mikadosh eino yotze gadol aval. Whatever exactly his kash is over there, aval edvareinu gam la'arif. In other words, his kash over there is that you can't have a chiv drabonim. He might see a deraisa. The same way a cotton can't make kiddush because of his chiv chinuch to be might see a gadol whose chiv is midaraisa. So how can you make kiddush in zman tais v'shabes drabonon for a chiv kiddush deraisa? Aval edvareinu gam la'arif v'rambam the paskish ain't tais v's klal v'shabes. Even according to the Rambam, who say there's no din taisis at all for Shabbos, there's a special pasuk that says mikra kodesh, which teaches you that you are able to make kiddush early. Okay, then he goes into a whole separate discussion over here. But the bottom line is, he says the shiny kiddush hayoyim. I drop down over here the miskadish hayoyim mishum tais v'Shabbos. Okay, you know what? We'll leave off on this because he's getting into a whole discussion of Havdalah. In any event, he's saying that there's a separate din that you can make Kiddush early, okay, even though there's not necessarily a din, Tais v'Shabbos, when it comes to Melacha. Now, again, I want to point out to you, the Netziv here again is making a split between Kiddush and Melacha. And he's saying even if there's no din of separating from Melacha early, which is the normal din of Tais v'Shabbos, Yom Kippur, is separating from Melacha, and in the case of Yom Kippur, from eating, which, by the way, parenthetically, from the Rambam is very clear that the din inui of Yom Kippur is another layer of shevisa, because when he talks about the Isra Achila, he says it's called dine hilchas shevisas osar. The Rambam calls them halachas of shevisa of the 10th day, and it's very clear in the Rambam that he understands that the Isra of eating and drinking, etc., on Yom Kippur is an extension of the halachis of Shavisa, special for Yom Kippur. Okay? So he's understanding that the din toisus Yom Kippur, and if you hold for Shabbos as well by extension, is a din to stop doing malacha. But there's a separate din for Kiddush, which doesn't touch that. Aye, that being the case, why can't you make Kiddush early? So he says, not like the Magen Avraham because of Tamimais, but because of the din, the Etzem Hayoim Hazem. Okay? There are a few other approaches to this as well. Understanding this pasuk, we'll try to see them quickly over here. Says the Meshech Chacham across the Beitz Mayayim Hazeh, Nira the Balamai Toisus Yomtiv me Isra Malacha. It's coming to exclude the din of Toisus Yomtiv from Isra Malacha. Chamoy the Darshinon Gabayoyim Akipurim Mamai Toisus Inui Mikaris Vizerak Lishis Rabbeinu Moshe. This is only according to the Rambam. Isra Malacha the Toisus Shabbos Yomtiv who have the Rak Medivrei Seifrim. The Av Medivrei Seifrim Lesley. In truth, the Rambam holds it's not even Midirabonon. In other words, the Meshech Chochma is understanding that this pasuk across the Etzma Hayayim Hazeh is a not limited just to Shavuos, but it's true for all Yomim Tovim that we're learning out from Shavuos that there is no din Taisus Yomtiv on anything besides Yom Kippur. Okay, and he learns that is actually, and he says this is true only according to the Rambam. The Rambam holds there's no din Taisus Yomtiv. And he wants to say the Meshech Chochma that it's alluded to in this pasuk by Shavuos who crossed the Etzem Hayom Hazeh that it only starts on the day itself, not before. I v'had the Gilser Rachmana Zegav Shavuos. Why did the Torah? Why did Hashem see fit to be Megalus Dafka by Shavuos? Mishum Debal LaHayreis Lanu D'Lo Nefarish Kra Kipirish Hatzdukim. Everyone knows the famous shtickle Torah of the Tzdukim that they said Mimocharas Hashabbos Mamish. They said you start counting Sfira on Sunday, no matter what. Okay, you start counting on Sunday. The Yetomet Atzeres Achar Shabbos, which means Shavuos, would always come out on Sunday. Another reason why the Tzdukim weren't popular, because 3 day Yomim Tovim, for some reason, are not all that popular. And if Shavuos is always a 3 day Yomtiv, it's not going to work out so great. Vim Kane probably wasn't so popular, along with the minig of the Karaites, the Kroim, who were the spiritual heirs of the Tzdukim, that they held. Was literal, and they didn't have any challenge on Shabbos ever. They only ate cold food. So they kind of doomed themselves to failure from the start. If there's no challenge, you're going to have a hard time doing Kiruv. Vim came, and that being the case, Tomid, Taisvish Shalai, Havi Shabbos, the Havi Mikra Kodesh, but also the Melacha. If that's the case, so then it's Taisvis. It's Taisvis a Shabbos, and it's a Mikra Kodesh, and it's also a Melacha. In other words, if you always have Shavuos coming after Shabbos, so there's already an Isra Melacha because of Shabbos. So this whole pasuk is not Negea. Bal Korchach, it's coming to say that there's an Isra Melacha earlier. L'chein Omar Be'etzim Ayam Hazeh, on this very day, I will be Taisvis like Motu Be'melacha, but you're allowed to do Melacha on the Taisvis. It cannot mean on Sunday, because then Shavuos is always going on Sunday. It would never be Negea to say that there's no Din Taisvis Yom Tov on Erev Yom Tov of Shavuos, because it's always Shabbos. While Korchach, Shavuos could come out on any other day of the week besides Sunday, and therefore the Torah tells me by Shavuos specifically, there's no Din Taisvis La'afuke Shitas HaTzedukim. Okay, so of course you could ask a kasha on the Shittel Torah. Why does the Gemara Menachos, which brings down like half a dozen reasons in the Torah why the Tzedukim are wrong, does not bring this one down? I don't know. Tzarech Ian. I'm going to skip the Chassam Sofer for now. I do want to show you quickly the Ponim Yafis, and then we'll try to get to Reb David Kain's Shittel Torah on this. And then we will try to end. Says the Ponim Yafis, for those who don't know, the Ponim Yafis is better known as the Baal HaFla, Rav Pinchas Halevi Horowitz, who was a Rav in Frankfurt, but ironically one of the more famous Chassidish Rebbes. He had
Chassam Sofer's Rebbe.
What?
One of the Chassam Sofer's Rebbeim.
Correct, he was indeed. Not his Rebbe Movik, of course, was Rev Nosson Adler.
Adler, yeah.
Yes, he did learn by the Ponim Yafis. He was an interesting situation. He was a Chassidish Rebbe in Frankfurt.
Yeah, he called himself a closet chassid because he couldn't be, you know, in Frankfurt, you could never be a chassid.
Well, okay. someone pointed out that after World War I, a lot of the Hasidic Rebbes ended up in Austria. Hence, you have, you know, places like Wien Hasidus in Vienna, you know, which is, you know, Yekish heartland. Well, not Mamish heartland, but, you know, you ended up with Hasidic Kehilas in Austria between the two world wars. But the Chassam Sofer was certainly not between the two world wars. In any event, his brother is a much more Hasidic Rebbe, sounding Rebbe. His brother was Reb Shmelka of Nikolsburg, who most of you have probably heard of, and he's a much more famous Hasidic Rebbe, but the two brothers were very famous. And in any event, he says like this, I'm Pirish Rashi, the Fib Shuta Yeh Shlemar, the Fisha Omru, Bechol Shabbos, Yom Toivim, Tzarech L'Hoysev, Michol L'Koydesh. Mimichlal Bozem, Milvat, Shetzarech L'Hoysev, Bishvisa, Mimelocha, Zman Muat, besides the fact you have to add in a little bit of zman against malacha, k'moiken hu b'machshava, in your head you should shetzarich lekabel of kedushas hayoyim terem boyoy. Ella the bechag haShavuos k'siv t'mimos tiena she'ein lekabel alav b'machshava kedushas hayoyim. You should not even in your mind accept the kedusha today. Ad shenishlo mu'sheva shabosois sheva Shavuos t'mimos. K'moish because of Hamagen Avram, like the Magen Avram says. Okay, now I'm going to skip because it's late as always. And he says like this: Ach near the Yisrael Yesh Lefarish was a Masha Amru b'Menachas Daf Samachem Abayz Sheheishiv. He brings down over there the Gemara that Rabbi Yechon Metzakai replied to the Tzedukim why they're wrong. Hainu the Kish, and then he says like this: Hainu the Kishachal beEmtza Hashabbos Heim Tmimos Mechuvones. When Shavuos comes out, let me go back here, Taka. Rabbi Yechon Metzakai replied to the Tzedukim and he said like this: Kol Zavach Roimer. It says you should count 50 days. This was his kasha. One says you should count 50 days. Another pasuk says 7 weeks. How do you have 50 days and 7 weeks? Here's where Yom Tov comes out on Shabbos. Here's where Pesach comes out in middle of the week. Now, Ein Sham Rashi, how he explains it. But here's how the Ponim Yafis explains Rabbi Yechon Metzakai's retort to the Tzedukim. Hainu, the Kishachal b'emtza Shabbos heim t'mim mois mechuvones. When Shavuos comes out in the middle of the week, not on Sunday, so then you have 7 full weeks. Avol Kishachal Shavuos b'yom aleph, if Shavuos comes out on Sunday, nimtza she'tzarech lahoysev min alayla alayoyim. So then you have to add from the night onto the day. Why? Mishum, the Kedusha Shabbos Chamira Tfei Mikedushas Yom Tov. Because the Kedusha of Shabbos is stronger than the Kedusha of Yom Tov. That's why we make Havdalah when going from Shabbos into Yom Tov. and you have to extend the Kedusha of Shabbos and add on to it, b'meilahu chamishim yoim, which means you end up with 50 days, shenichnas ma'at b'yoim ha'chamishim. You add a little bit, you end up going a little bit into the 50th day itself. Very, very interesting thing that he's pointing out over here. It's not directly related to our discussion, but he's saying a very, very fascinating thing that you could end up with a situation where it says, Tisbru chamishim, you shall count 50 days. The pshat is you are going into day 50 with Shabbos, because you have to add Shabbos onto day 50, right? If Pesach comes out on Shabbos, so the first day of Shabbos is on Sunday, so then you have to wait before you start Shavuos, you have to add on to Shabbos, which is day 49, going into Shavuos, which is day 50. So you end up with a little bit of day 50 on day 49, and that's a remez to Tisbru Chamishim Yoyim. So he says that was Rabbi Yechim and Zakkai's retort to the Tzdukim. Sheva Shabbos is Tamimoy, 7 whole complete weeks. That's exactly 7 whole weeks. That's on a regular Shavuos that comes out in the middle of the week, not on Sunday. But where it comes out on Sunday, where the first day of Sfira is on Sunday, so then you will end up with Tisbru Chamishim Yoyim. You're counting even day 50, because a piece of day 50 ends up on day 49. Okay, what the Panim Yafis though is pointing out over here is a problem that seemingly says Tisbru Chamishim Yoyim, he shall count 50 days. Now Rashi, I believe, I didn't see Rashi in this week's Parsha yet, but I believe that Rashi says that Shad in the Pasuk, you shall count 50 days, is you shall count, comma, and then Chamishim Yoyim, v'hikrav the Mincha Chadasha l'Hashem, on day 50, you shall bring a Mincha Chadasha, that is the Shtei Alechem. That's how Rashi learns. Now in the Binyan Shleim over here, he's very bothered. How can you say that you don't have to add on to Shavuos and make Shavuos early? What happened to the din Taisus Yomtiv? So he has a whole shtickle Taira. It says, "V'kros them etzem hayoyim hazeh," and that teaches us that you don't have a din Taisus Yomtiv. But he says, according to the Shittas, that Taisus Yomtiv is Doraisa. How can you go ahead and make your own shtickle Taira about "V'kros them etzem hayoyim hazeh" to knock out the din Taisus Yomtiv? Okay, we are, as always, short on time. So I want to just conclude over here. Again, there's a lot of discussion over here about Taisus Yom Tov and so on and so forth. So what he comes up over here in the Sefer Binyan Shleima, he wants to say like this. He wants to know, V'hine divrei hamasas ben yom anheim b'shem rash milublin v'hu hayagam rabbi shal ashla. He's also the Rebbe of the Shlod. He's at a chilaku de'bekiddush hu mekabel al atzmoy es atzmus hayoy. With kiddush, he is accepting upon himself the actual day. Therefore, it's forbidden to do it before the Yom Tov comes in. Whereas tefillah, it's possible to daven even before the Zman shows up. He brings down the whole Gemara in Brachas that you could daven early and so on. Mavurim came, the Ein Chiluk Bein Tefillah LeKiddush, but he proves in the Gemara in Brachas, it says that Mispalo Adam Shal Shabbos, the Erev Shabbos, the Oimer Kedusha Alakais. Mavurim came, the Ein Chiluk Bein Tefillah LeKiddush. You see that in fact there is no difference between Tefillah and Kiddush, you're able to do it early. So what then is the difference between Mairiv and Kiddush in terms of starting Yom Tov? At the end of the day, it's still two dinim. It's possible to daven even though it's not Shabbos. Yet, you can do kiddush early. That's only within Tais for Shabbos. That you can bring in the kiddush of the day through kiddush. Okay. Then he continues of Iker Din Amogen Avram the Mikabel Al Atzmai Shavuos Yechzar Bedin Tamimais Yesh Levar Ma'o Hezber Bezeh. What's the problem? Oto Aydei Sheikabel Shavuos Miboijoyim Nechzar Chelik Mahayoyim Akoydem. What does it mean? It's missing part of the day. The Nir Apostle She Iker Kavanozim Yishu Betoyra Nemar Lizpar Memtes Yoyim V'Yachagach Lashes Zchaka Ashavuos Ulekach Kol She Oisay Oisay Betoyichim Yasfira Ein Ze Zmanoy. That's not its Zman. It's what I mentioned earlier. The problem is not you're missing from the 49 days. The problem is, as we saw earlier, the diak and the shla, that it's that you can't make shavuos while it's still in the middle of sfira. That's the issue. It's not a problem that you're missing from the 49 days. It's day 49, whether you like it or not. The fact that you were meisiv onto shavuos is not mechaser from the 49 days. The problem is that you can't make Shavuos early. So based on that idea, Reb David Kayan Shlita has a long shtickle over here that we're not going to go through now because it's late. Maybe we'll go through a few points over here. But he brings the kash of the Netziv. The Netziv asks that if you have a problem of Tamimais on day 49 going into day 50, what about every other day? Zot, Reb David Kayan, it's not shver. You know why? The problem is not that you're missing from the day before, because the day is the day. You counted today is day, what's today again? Day 24, I believe, right? Today is day 24. I counted it. That's it. And the day proceeds. And the fact that I bring in Shabbos early or even count early tonight is not going to affect the fact that I counted day 24. And the day is the day. I count. The problem is that as long as it's day 49, I can't make Shavuos. Shavuos is built upon 7 complete weeks. Sheva Shabbos is 3 months piano. And then you can make Shavuos. So if it's still the middle of day 49, I can't start Shavuos, which is day 50. So that is the problem. And I think he says that's the pshat, why it says Tisperu Chamishim Yoyim. You have to count 50 days. The Hainu, that Shavuos is on the day 50. It has to be day 50 built on day 49. And therefore, if it's still day 49, you can't walk in to day 50 while it's still day 49. Now, there's the problem. That being the case, what's the chilk between Mayriv and Kiddush? So he has a whole discussion about this. But basically, he wants to say over here that, like we discussed before, that there are two dinim. Okay, and he brings raya to it and so on, that he brings from the Rambam. The Rambam says this is not a push the Rambam, but he brings down the Nachla Shiva we saw earlier, who makes a spalt, a split between Kiddush and Davening. And he says, when you're a he says, see the Rambam, Perichov Tes, Halacha Yeralav, Shekosnav Zel, Shoinoi, Yesh Lo Odom, Lekadish Al Kois, Erev Shabbos, Mibbe Oid Yoim, Af Al Pishaloi Nichnes Al Shabbos. Okay? There's no din Taisus Matzai Shabbos. Although some people would like it that way, but Lamaisa, you can't add on to Matzai Shabbos. The pshat is there's a din to be Mekadosh the Yom before the Yom actually starts, and there's a din to be Mavdil even before the day's over. Okay, ulefiz them moving beYaisim Hashabir Hashlo the Heichad the Mispal Arvus Meboy Yom Ein Kam Kabbalah Shal Kedushas Shabbos VeYomtiv. So Regam BeLeilois if Menachol LaKodesh Hu Yochol LaKadosh as a Shabbos Samach Lichnisosik. Is a separate din. You're able to mekadesh the yom before Shabbos starts. Okay, and that's the pshat. V'zeh ma shehevi ashlo lechiach mehod the Rav matzli shel matzoi Shabbos b'Shabbos. The Rav davin matzoi Shabbos on Shabbos. The echadu mespalo shel Shabbos be'erev Shabbos. Ein kan toisus yomtiv. V'hol chelk mishus yomtiv be'toisus lavkia din tmimos. The fact that you could daven ma'ariv matzoi Shabbos while it's still Shabbos shows that davening does not take away from the status of the day and make it the status of the next day. Because if I'm davening Ma'ariv on Shabbos, it's not Matzah Shabbos. I still have the full dinim of Shabbos. Teretz is, I could daven, and I'm not really bringing in a halois of the next day at all.
That doesn't go with, who did you have before? Was it, was the last Pirish? Because he said, like five lines down from where you were, yeah. He said the Tefillah of Shavuos actually constitutes counting the 50th day. If you want to move up in the Mepharshim of your Maramakramas here, what is it? Whatever the last, who is the last one recorded?
That's my Yamazet.
No, go again. I can't remember. I just haven't read. Yeah, was here is it? Oh, stop. Well, there. Whoops. No, too far.
Or the Binyan Shloima.
Binyan Shloima, I think. Yeah, because you look over there, Mavur, your left hand column. You just passed it.
Okay, go down.
So take a look right at the bottom of the screen. It says Mavur the Tfilas Chagat Shavuos, he atzmo
Yerushim
Machamishim.
Yeah.
So that's a big horror here because that way it all.
You are correct. He's bringing, well there. I think he's bringing a raya.
About not taking away from Sphere, I understand. So that's why you can't daven early because once you daven.
Yeah, you are correct. Yeah, I mean I think he's coming over there with the sheet of the Taz. At the Tazel, right. It has to be that even Meyer has to be after the Zman. Anochanami. Okay? Yeah, in Ochanami. He's going in Ochanami. He's going that this svara. No, yes, he's going that by davening Ma'ariv, that is counting day 50, like I mentioned, counting day 50.
Yeah,
clearly that it's not a din of tamimah, it's din of itself. Tamimah is a hecha timtza to make day 50 out of
right. But what you were saying with Rav David Cohen, that is going
in the shita of the Taz. That right. And others, and the Nachla Shivu clearly says, and the Shla, that is the difference between Ma'ariv and Kiddush. You're right. Yes. He's going in the Shita, the Bechas Kohen is going in the Shita of the other Shitas. That,
of the Shla, pretty much.
Yeah, that is a split. He points out, he says, the problem is, Adayin Tzarachiyin, the Fibi Yerzedim, Kein Loma Kosmo, Nachla Shivu, Vashla, Shalila Kaddish, Alakais, Bechaka Shivu, Tzedil Shoyin, Afkiyah, Esfiris, Atmimois, Vaharei,
Right.
1 second. If davening Ma'ariv early is not called bringing in the Kedusha, because Fakir the Rambam says that I could make Kiddush early, so then Kiddush, Fakir the Rambam clearly holds that you're able to make Kiddush early and you're not starting Shabbos yet. So why can I make Kiddush early? So here he gets into a whole Shikol Torah. And he says near Leimar, he says the inu b'yisrael hadin the beginning kiddush b'makim suda. He has a shtikal Torah basically that kiddush is the beginning of the suda, and that being the case, he says that the suda has to be, if you're doing the suda is takashayich to the etzem kedushas hayoyim, and if you're not mechel the kedusha of Shabbos, you can't have the suda. In as much as kiddush is the din kiddush b'makim suda, the Rashbam says, and there are those who are chaylik. But the Rashbam says the reason why you need Kiddush Makom Suda is because it's part and parcel of the Suda. So you can't make Kiddush as the Hascholas HaSuda without being Mechal the Iker Kedusha of the Yoim. So then he asks, so he says, L'fizah Epshalemar, the Bezechol HaTfilas Arvis, Mikiddush HaLakois. The Betfilas Arvis Shabbat Yochel Espalel, Shel Shabbos, and Erev Shabbos, Gamble L'Kabbal of Kedusha Shabbos. Because of Midin Zechira, like the Rambam says, okay, Shakiddush uchelik mitzvah Shabbos, but the kiddush is part of the suda Shabbos. Harei suda Shabbos mevadai shayeches with the kedusha Shabbos. Im loytachol kedusha Shabbos ala teisefes mevadai shein lizud teres suda Shabbos suda yomtiv. It can't be called a suda Shabbos and a suda yomtiv without it. However, he does point out that itself is a big machloikis, whether or not you can have the suda or not. It gets into the famous Gemara of if someone was having a suda erev Shabbos and then Shabbos came. What does he have to do? Does he have to eat again? And so on and so forth. By the way, parenthetically, that sugya will be negeya emir tashem for the coming Purim, because Purim of the coming year, guess what, everyone, is going to be Erev Shabbos. And so there's a big shayla over there. If you're allowed to have your Suda Purim, Erev Shabbos, and then just go straight into your Suda Shabbos, what do you do if you're in the middle of your Suda Purim? But in any event, basically, what he's coming out is that, you're right, in Ochanami, technically, according to the Rambam, you could be mekadosh the yoim, even though it's not the yoim itself. So therefore, you could daven ma'ariv, even though, as he pointed out in the Berachas Kohen, you are essentially saying kiddush during ma'ariv. But according to the Rambam, you can make kiddush early. Now, I want to point out, not everyone agrees to this. Okay, there's a Mordechai who holds that, in fact, not like this. The Mordechai holds that you really should not make kiddush while it's still day before Shabbos, and really, the kiddush you're making is in the Zman Tais for Shabbos, and there's a whole tumult according to the Mordechai. How are you able to make kiddush on the Zman Tais for Shabbos if it's only midrabbanan? So it could be you hold that it is indeed midaraisa. The point I want from this is that the Rambam's halacha that adraba you're supposed to make kiddush before the day starts, okay? And adraba the Rambam holds that one should make kiddush as soon as possible, and the Rambam holds that one should not delay in making kiddush Friday night. You should do it as soon as possible because you are the one creating the kedusha on the yom, and therefore you should do it sooner than later. Not everyone agrees. So this shtikal Torah works very nicely according to the Rambam, which is fine. It could be that these shitas hold like the Rambam, and therefore there's a chiluk between Ma'ariv and Kiddush. In any event, it comes out very fascinating that when it comes to Taisus Shabbos, you have two dinim. Because there could be a din of Taisus in terms of accepting the Isser Malacha, and even according to the Magen Avra, even according to the Taz, and those shitas that hold, that you can't even have a Ma'ariv early. What happens to the din of Taisus Shabbos? Okay, so there's all sorts of shtikal Torah. The one shtikal Torah could be that stopping to do malacha is not the same thing as bringing in the kedusha of the yom. The shaila is whether davening Ma'ariv brings in the Kedusha of the Yom or not. So that's the Shaila that Reb David Kohen is handling over here, and that's maybe the point of the Machlokes, the Taz, and the Magen Avraham. But you can have a din of Tosfos Shabbos that's a cessation of Malacha, but does not invoke the full Kedusha of the day. I will just add, and with this I'll end, there's a very, very fascinating Hemek Dover, I'm sorry, not Hemek Dover, Emek Bracha, Sefer Emek Bracha from Reb Aryeh Pomeranchik, who was the Talmud of the Brisker Rav. He was Nifter Young. He wrote a few Sfarim. The most famous one is the Sifik called Emek Bracha. And in there he declares, inasmuch as one can be Mekabel Shabbos somewhat selectively, that you're only Mekabel Shabbos for Isser Malacha, and not for, let's say, Kiddush. So he says, can one be Mekabel Shabbos for some Malachis and not for all Lametes Malachis? Interesting, Shaila. I'm being Mekabel Shabbos for Isser Bishel, but not for Isser Boyer. Can one do that or not? So he clears the Shaila. Obviously, La Halacha, no one ever says such a thing, but in as much as you see that Tosfos Shabbos and Kabbalah Shabbos early is a thing which you can kind of snip apart, can you snip within the Isser Malacha as well or not? That's not an interesting Shaila. Akoponim Hanagela Maisa is that one should indeed not start Ma'ariv till later. Rav Moshe Shturmbach in Ma'idim Uzmanim raises a very, very fascinating Shaila, and I'll end with this. And he says, according to this, that one should not start early. When a woman lights Neiris Erev Shavuos, is she allowed to make the Shechiyonu? Because if you hold that by Shavuos, you have to wait till later. Maybe she should wait for the Shechiyonu until after the Zman. And he says, therefore, Lechatchila, a woman should not make Shechiyonu when she lights Neiris Erev Shavuos, and she should rather be Yotze with the Shechiyonu, maybe by Kiddush and so on, whatever it is. Lamaisa, I've never seen anyone who is makbid on this La'alacha. I haven't been around the block on this, but I think normally the women make a Shechiyonu when they light Neiris Erev Yom Tov, even if they light before the Zman. On Yom Tov, you have a woman has the added luxury. She can light Neiris later. She doesn't have to do 18 minutes before Shkia. She can do later. But he says that here, she should not make the Shechiyonu until later, because even if she could be Mekabel Yom Tov early, like we're seeing over here, it's an Isra Malacha, the Shechiyonu is on the Zman itself, right? And therefore, one, she should wait on the Shechiyonu until later on. It's an interesting shaila, which would come out of this halacha l'maisa. All right, Rabbi Yisai? That is a sugya. Yeah. Very interesting sugya.